Welcome to our newsletter. Reading is for everyone. An audio recording of the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Summer 2021 Newsletter. Book Discussion Group. The Macomb Library for the Blind hosts a book discussion group by phone on the first Monday of every month, excluding holidays. Take a look at the chosen titles below. If you would like to join in the discussion, we will distribute the audiobook to you a few weeks prior to the discussion date. Registration for these discussions is required. If you would like to join in on our fun and informal discussion, please call the library at 586-286-1580 for more details. Here are some of the books we will be reading in the months ahead. Monday, July 5th, With You Always, Orphan Train, Book 1, by Jody Headland, DB 99519, also available in large print. Monday, August 2nd, Rules of Civility by Amor Towles, DB 73689. Monday, September 13th, American Dirt by Janine Cummins, DB 98946, also available in large print. Story Phone. We have partnered with our host library, the Clinton Macomb Public Library, to create a new phone option that you are welcome to try. It is called Story Phone for Grown-Ups. Just call 586-226-5006 to hear short stories, poems, excerpts, and more. In order to hear a story, you will need to press 4 for the Story Phone for Grown-Ups option. Options will change weekly and will be read by our storytelling team. This service is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To contact the Macomb Library for the Blind, our phone number is 586-286-1580. Toll free, 855-203-5274. Our email address, mlbph@cmpl.org. Our website, www.cmpl.org/mlbph. MLBPH staff is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Leave a message after 5 p.m. and we will return your call as soon as possible. MLBPH Summer Reading Contest. Attention patrons of all ages, find your new binge reading pleasure by joining our 2021 Summer Reading Contest. Our contest spotlights series books. Many authors write books with continuing characters and storylines which readers love to follow. To register for the program, call the library and we will help you choose the first book in 3 different series that you have never read. For example, if you are a fan of the James Patterson series, Women's Murder Club, try book 1 of Fern Michael's series, Sisterhood. Or, for younger readers, if you like the Magic Treehouse series by Mary Pope Osborne, try the Time Warp Trio series by John Seska. When you've finished reading all 3 books, call the library to give us your opinion on the books. You will then be entered into a drawing to win an item from the Maxi AIDS catalog. The catalog features products for independent living for people with vision issues. The contest closes on August 31st, 2021. Winners will be drawn the week after and notified by phone. Only 1 entry per person. Who knows? You just might find a new book series to enjoy. Kathy's Choice. If you like a good mystery, I would recommend trying the well-known British mystery writer Agatha Christie. Two different series feature fictional detectives Hercule Poirot and Miss Marple. I recently had a charming experience reading number 17 in the Hercule Poirot series, Death on the Nile. The Egyptian setting, travel in the 1930s, the interesting characters, and all the plots, twists made the story a real page-turner. The titles stand alone in the series, so there is no need to read them in order. A new film to be released in September of this year also makes this title a timely choice. DB12724. This title also comes in large print for our large print by mail patrons. I would highly recommend the author Louise Penny, who writes the Chief Inspector Gamache series. She is a Canadian writer, and her cozy mystery series takes place in the charming fictional Quebec village of Three Pines. It is a place that you will wish you could visit, and the characters ones you want to meet while there. Start with book one, Still Life. The story revolves around finding the killer of a beloved teacher and secretive artist who has captured her village friends as her subjects. When the mystery is solved, I promise that you will want to pick up book two and continue the adventure. DB 66731. This title also comes in large print for our large print by mail patrons. A Minute with Marie. What is Wi-Fi and why do I need it? Wi-Fi is your highway to the internet for your devices. Devices are a general term for items such as smartphones, tablets, or something like a Victor reader. If you are going to download anything, such as books, music, games, or movies, then you will need to be connected to the internet with Wi-Fi. 100+ years ago, many homes did not have electricity. Can you imagine your kitchen, or indeed your home, without electricity? None of your appliances would work, and you would be very isolated from the world around you. Wi-Fi is like that for your devices. Much like your stove and refrigerator need electricity, your devices need Wi-Fi so you can use them to their full extent. And like electricity for your home, there will be a monthly charge to you to have Wi-Fi available in your home. Here's a quick reference for you. No Wi-Fi needed? Phone calls and text messaging. This is covered by your smartphone plan. Accessing books, music, or games that you have already downloaded to your device. Wi-Fi needed? FaceTime. Receiving and replying to new email. Downloading anything onto your device, such as books, music, games, etc. Online gameplay with opponents. These are general categories. Check with your internet or cable provider for more detailed information and cost specifics. Feedback? Send an email to mlbph@cmpl.org to let me know what you would like to hear about. Vision Network Group. Connecting with other people who have vision issues can be a good way to realize you are not alone with your daily challenges. The Macomb Library for the Blind hosts a Vision Network Group by phone the third Monday of every month. The phone meeting is moderated by our facilitator, Marie, and for 90 minutes, the group discusses issues that people with vision challenges face on a daily basis. Callers share solutions and experiences with one another in a friendly and informal environment. If you would like more details, please call the library at 586-286-1580. Summer Vision Group Program. Some of our patrons may recall that we hosted a summer vision group that met in person at the library. This year, although we cannot meet in person, we will be hosting our meetings by phone. Our setup is the same, with meetings scheduled the second and fourth Tuesday of June, July, and August, from 10 a.m. to noon. However, instead of meeting at the library, we will meet via phone. On the dates listed below, just call 1-712-770-4700 and, when prompted, enter the code 465-124. We will feature guest speakers as well as open meetings to discuss vision issues. We will meet from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on the following Tuesdays. June 8th, presenter Annette Babinski, therapist Henry Ford. June 22nd, presenter Chief Bradley, DA, Detroit Fire Department. July 13th, presenter Michael Patton, Smart Bus. July 27th, presenter Sharon Latotsky. August 10th, to be announced. August 24th, to be announced. Updates from the National Library Service Virtual Conference, Access, Discovery, Engagement. Our Macomb LBPH staff present highlights from the National Library Service NLS Conference, December 1st through the 3rd of 2020. Kathy's Notes. The keynote speaker was Haben Girma, writer of Haben, the Deafblind Woman Who Conquered Harvard Law. Her book title tells so much about her. She did not let her disabilities keep her from anything she wanted to try. She encouraged many folks during her educational and career life to find ways to do things which helped her be the most independent person and likewise others after her. The phrase, disability is an opportunity for intervention / change, has become a motto. NLS continues to look to the future. Some things to look forward to in the coming years are Braille e-readers, increase in access to foreign language materials, and additional access to music scores in Braille and instructional material on how to play specific instruments. Anne's Notes. NLS is devising an audiobook player that will take voice commands, much like Alexa, to get an audiobook downloaded directly to your machine. Testing will begin soon. However, there are many questions that need to be answered before a quality machine can be produced. First, how to make a device easy to use that delivers more complex services. Also, if you wanted to search the library catalog with voice commands, how do you teach the device to listen to how you speak so the machine understands what to search? Stay tuned to find out more about this innovation in the years to come. Barb's Notes. Although many libraries closed their doors to the public due to the COVID-19 pandemic, NLS was able to provide patrons with continuous access to Braille and audio materials thanks to the Braille and Audio Reading Download BARD website and the BARD mobile app. Patrons with internet access across the country and globally were able to download their NLS materials from the comfort and safety of their homes. In order to ensure that the BARD mobile app continues to provide outstanding user experience, NLS announced several improvements to their mobile application interface. Patrons can now add all audiobooks in a series to their wish list by tapping on the Add All to Wish List button displayed on the results page. other improvements currently in the works are fixing the browse barred function to make searching for books easier, improving the sorting capabilities of the wish list and previous downloads, expanding the subscription feature for book series and magazines, harmonizing the language in the Bard mobile app for both iOS and Android devices, adding Braille book support for Android devices. Further details will be available soon. If you would like to learn more about Bard or Bard Mobile, or to sign up for an account, please contact the library at 586-286-1580. Technology questions. Looking to use adaptive technology to your advantage? Our technology tutor, Marie, may be able to help. If you need ideas to make your Windows-based computer more adaptable, or have a question about your iPad, iPod, or iPhone, we will make an appointment for you with Marie so you can talk with her over the phone. Also, if you want to try out an iPad, we have one that you may borrow to use at home. It has built-in Wi-Fi, so you do not have to have internet access at home to use it. For more details, please give our library a call at 586-286-1580. The Lions Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee of District 11A1. The Lions Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee collects used assistive technology that is offered to you at no charge through the Recycle Program. Items are distributed through your local Lions Club. To get an application, donate an item, or find out what is available, call Kathy McAdam at 313-563-1412 or email at mcmcadam@gmail.com. Reader recommendations. Lawrence Robbins has several recommendations for our patrons to read. Great Water, a documentary history of Michigan, edited by Matthew R. Thick. Collection of historic writings on topics impacting Michigan's people, industries, and environment. Lawrence says, the most interesting part of the book was listening to the diaries of the people who worked in the lumber camps and the discussion of the Know-Nothing Party, formerly known as the Native American Party, when Native American referred to descendants of colonists or settlers. 14 hours, 55 minutes. DBC 16174. The book, Great Water. Last of the Great Scouts by Helen Cody Wetmore. An account of the adventurous life of Buffalo Bill Cody as narrated by the sister of the legendary Western figure. Lawrence found this book to be interesting. It depicts what life was like in the West in the good old days. 10 hours, 27 minutes. DB 49361. The book, Last of the Great Scouts. Here, There, Elsewhere, Stories from the Road by William Least Heat Moon. Author compiles 56 short works on his travels all over the world. Lawrence mentions that this is a good armchair traveling with a variety of interesting topics. 11 hours, 12 minutes, DB 76639. The book, Here, There, Elsewhere. The Psychopath Test, A Journey Through the Madness Industry by John Ronson. Author explores psychiatry's efforts to recognize and treat psychopaths. Interviews include a doctor who developed a checklist of psychopathic traits, a former Haitian death squad leader, and an ex-CEO who seemed to enjoy firing workers, strong language, and some violence. Lawrence says this is a different kind of book that gives you inside information. It is a difficult read, but enlightening and educational. 7 hours, 42 minutes. DB 73463. The book, The Psychopath Test. For fans of the supernatural and books such as those written by Edgar Allan Poe, Lawrence recommends The Willows, which was originally published in 1907 and is featured in the audiobook Best Ghost Stories of Algernon Blackwood. Two adventurous men travel by canoe on the Danube River and stop for the night on an uninhabited island. Or is it? Lawrence says this story will keep you on the edge of your seat. This audiobook is a special order, so please call the library if you wish to hear it. Charles Spindler recommends Code Girls, the untold story of the American women code breakers who helped win World War II, by Liza Mundy. An account of the work of the thousands of women who served as code breakers in the U.S. during World War II. Charles felt that this book was not only excellently written, but a fascinating book that he could not put down. 14 hours, 6 minutes, DB 89397. The book, Code Girls. Phyllis Gramza recommends The Perfect Weapon: War, Sabotage, and Fear in the Cyber Age, by David E. Sanger. A journalist investigates the role of cyber warfare in arenas as varied as elections, security, and warfare. Discusses how cyber warfare has possibly replaced terrorism and nuclear attacks as the greatest national security threat in America. Phyllis says this is a book for anyone interested in technology. It is about the progress of technology and its disadvantages, which is an understatement. Phyllis comments that she never dreamed that technology could be as extensive and lethal as explained in this book. 12 hours, 4 minutes. DB 91795. The book, The Perfect Weapon. Susan Perry has several books she would like to recommend. The Small Business Startup Guide by Robert Sullivan, a practical handbook for prospective small business owners. Susan recommends this book for fledgling entrepreneurs as it speaks to how to get started with a small business venture. Please note, this book was originally issued by NLS in 1998, and therefore some information may be dated. 8 hours, 33 minutes, DB 45744, the book, The Small Business Startup Guide. The Accidental Life, an Editor's Notes on Writing and Writers, by Terry McDonnell. Former editor at Time, Newsweek, Esquire, and other publications, recounts his work experiences and the people he knew, including Hunter S. Thompson, David Carr, and Steve Jobs, among others. Provides advice on developing a career in journalism and publishing. Strong language. Susan says this book has information on how writers can hone their craft to meet the standards of editors. 11 hours, 32 minutes. DB 85255. The book, The Accidental Life. Rebecca by Daphne du Maurier. Rebecca, the glamorous mistress of a great English estate, died 8 months before Maxim de Winter brought a young and frightened second wife to live there. Mystery, intrigue, and violence eventually reveal the circumstances surrounding Rebecca's death. Susan rates this a 10. It was a good book and descriptive enough for Susan to feel like a traveler in England. Susan also enjoyed the reader's interesting voice. 16 hours, 34 minutes. DB 48914. The book, Rebecca. The National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled celebrates 90 years of service. The National Library Service, NLS, has been in existence since March 3, 1931, when the Pratt-Smoot Act was signed into law by President Herbert Hoover. This allowed the Library of Congress to oversee a national library program to serve those with vision issues. What started as mainly a Braille format service has now exploded into a digital world where audio and Braille books are accessible by mail and through the internet. Currently, more than 280,000 books are available, with over 207,000 of those in audio format and the rest in Braille. And not only patrons with vision issues, but those unable to hold a book or who have a reading disability qualify for this free service, with libraries just like the Macomb Library for the Blind spread across the country. You can view NLS's anniversary page on the NLS website at www.loc.gov/NLS/90THANNIVERSARY. And hear a virtual concert by celebrated jazz pianist and NLS patron Matthew Whitaker at www.youtube.com/C/LOC. Follow NLS on Facebook at https://www.facebook.com/thatallmayread. Our heartfelt thank you to the National Library Service for all they do in serving our patrons with such passion and dedication. MLBPH does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. The Macomb Library for the Blind is located at 40900 Romeo Plank Road, Clinton Township, Michigan, 48038. This concludes our newsletter. Please return this cartridge in the mail so we may reuse it for future newsletters. Thank you.